So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
NBA is doing some things all the way around, Dana, this year that I think are a little different, and I'm not sure if they're good for the league at this point. Ultimately, bottom line, they're absolutely good for the league. They've made it a little more difficult to find their product.
Yes.
And that means they've been going behind pay windows when it comes to television, and they're on Prime now. And they're
on Peacock.
They're not on TNT. They're behind some pay windows at times here.
Though the Amazon broadcast was really good, and same with the NBC broadcast has been excellent as well. They've definitely done a nice job with
NBC.
Those.
NBC is they did great basketball back in the day.
Oh, of
with
course,
Marv and our buddy Mike Fratello.
Exactly.
They always did a really nice job, and Mike Tirico does a terrific job on NBA basketball. But they've done that. Okay, so. Ultimately, you're going to see leagues doing this. And on one hand, you think, hey, great, good for them. You know, more television, blah, blah, blah. But if you have to pay for television, are more people going to be watching? Are they not? You know, does it go the way of boxing when boxing went behind pay windows like crazy instead of putting things on the networks back in the day? That's a discussion that's way down the road because it hasn't had that much of an impact yet. And the NBA is hot. The NBA is marketing, to me, is marketing itself as, hey, this is really cool, and you need to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're really cool, rather than, boy, we play a great game. It's a different type of approach. I get it. I don't agree with it, but because I don't care about the cool, and I don't care about the image and everything else. I care about the basketball.
Right. You're here for the quality of the game.
Right.
One of the smartest things the NBA did in that new deal, though, was getting itself on NBC. And putting itself on over-the-air television.
A lot of over-the-air television.
That's one of the smartest things that they possibly did throughout all of it.
Weekday NBA games in primetime.
Exactly.
On the network.
Exactly.
It's free. That's really good.
That helps your numbers more than anything else.
A lot of folks, though, have TNT on their cable or easy access to TNT. More easy access than they had perhaps to Peacock or Amazon Prime.
That's very true. That is very, very true. But, boy, having that over-the-air thing is massive with the amount of people who are all cutting the cord left and right and going to, I'm going to get the antenna, and then I'll get subscription service X, Y, and Z. You know, and that'll save me the money that I would typically pay for cable. I mean, that's the smartest thing that came out. It's a smart thing that baseball did, too, was getting Sunday Night Baseball onto over-the-air television on NBC. Like, it's really smart how all of these teams are starting more and more to do that. And the revenue numbers are going to show it. Basketball viewership, last I saw, was up this season of people actually tuning in to watch games. And we'll see where it goes from there.
That's what Adam says. So good for Adam.
Yeah.
He also has a decision coming up in 2026, his timeline. He has said, we are going to make a decision on expansion in 2026. And I think it's really interesting. And he's kind of, the fact that he actually said, we're going to make a decision in 2026 puts a little bit of a solid footing to something that's been talked about for a long time. The league has 30 teams right now. Think about it. The NFL has 32 teams. Major League Baseball has 30. The NHL has 30.
Mm-hmm.
And NBA has 30. So they're going to expand. And, you know, they're all giddy about the way the cup went and everything else, and things are flowing in the right way, and they got the new TV deals and all that. They have two cities that have been screaming for the NBA for some time, and it seems like a foregone conclusion that those two teams are going to get the expansion teams, or those two cities. Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
Seattle.
Makes sense.
Well, it does make sense.
Supersonic should have never left to begin with. But that's another argument for another day.
But, you know, the Browns should have never left Cleveland.
Agreed.
It's the same type of deal.
Yes.
You know, they needed it. Real similar deal, actually, because Seattle wanted a new arena, thought they needed a new arena. Folks up there didn't want to give them a new arena. They didn't get a new arena. So the folks who bought them, who were from Oklahoma City, left.
Yep.
Which kind of, as soon as they bought them, you saw that coming.
You knew what was happening.
Yeah. The only thing that's... You know, the Brown situation, our guy was living in Cleveland, and he wasn't Baltimore. Baltimore just had the golden parachute. Then you have Las Vegas, which has become, and they describe it as the 31st NBA franchise already, because of NBA Summer League.
Mm-hmm.
You just had the Cup out there, the NBA Cup games and everything else. And the only thing I wonder about Las Vegas, and I don't think it's a major concern, it's not that big of a market.
It's growing, though. It's one of the most growing cities in the United States is Las Vegas.
Great. It's still a really small market. I don't think that matters in this case.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Because it's a destination city, and though it might not have the hometown following that other franchises will have, it will become part of the fabric of Vegas, and it'll be a show. Like the hockey team in Las Vegas has become a big deal. You know, that's worked. But they're going, and the Raiders, that works. It's the NFL. People come in for NFL games, blah, 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 blah. It's the Raiders, and there are only 10 home games. I wonder what's going to happen when the Athletics start playing in Vegas. Will they draw? Because, you know, that's the tough one to me. And then will the NBA draw? Yeah, you know why the NBA will draw? Because it's an event. And there will be enough people coming into town for 41 games a year. I think it'll work.
I think it'll work in Vegas as well for everything you're laying out. And I think the fact that Las Vegas is also growing, which is another part of it too, because you're going to need
that. It's growing, but still.
Right. But you're going to need that ingrained home fan base that's there. Like the Las Vegas Knights were really smart because they came in and they did a whole bunch to make sure that that team was going to win the minute that they hit the door. So then that way, that team came in and they won, which built that fan base up of people who are there right now. And so that way, it's not just completely the Orlando Magic, where we have a little bit of a fan base, but more than anything else, it's everybody coming in from out of town to go see Disney World. Because that's what you want to avoid. You want to avoid putting like a team in Orlando where there's not a big fan base. It's just, oh yeah, we'll market off of the tourism. Well, that's how those teams always end up falling apart. So that's the thing they got to figure out in Vegas, is how do we get enough people who are living there right now to become a fan of this, so that way it can help to supplement the tourism crowd.
Right now, and the way I've always liked looking at market size is based on television markets.
Yeah.
Because that includes, you know, surrounding areas.
Put suburbs in there too, yeah.
For instance, Cleveland is the 19th biggest market in the 2024-25 market size rankings from Nielsen. So Cleveland is 19th. Sacramento is 20th. Charlotte, growing city, is 21.
That's another one blowing up.
Las Vegas right now is 40. Jacksonville is 41. Well, Jacksonville has one franchise.
Yep.
Vegas will have four if they get an NBA expansion team.
You're right.
And see, that's the only catch there. And then the markets right around Vegas, just behind them, Jacksonville, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Grand Rapids, Norfolk, Portsmouth, and Newport News, Virginia, Birmingham, Greensboro, and then Oklahoma City at 47. And Oklahoma City has how many franchises? One. And so that's the only catch. However, it's Vegas. Want another example? New Orleans, 50th. Mm-hmm. New Orleans isn't the biggest market anymore. Memphis, 51, according to the television. And so you have your franchise,
yeah.
You know. But Vegas is going to have to pull it off with four franchises, and not a whole lot of cities have four franchises that are, you know, anywhere near them in market size.
Do you believe the league is at a level of depth to be able to handle?
Here's another story completely.
Yeah, to be able to bring in two more teams. Because I do. I think there is enough talent in the NBA right now that you could put two more teams in there and it would not be a bad thing. In fact, I think it might help.
The only way, yes. However, it will continue the trend of style of play in the NBA that goes away from the big man. You know, the big man in the NBA is no longer the 7-footer, the 7-foot-2 guy who you can pound it to the post in and he's going to be unstoppable.
Patrick Ewing is no longer there.
There are very few of those types of guys.
Hakeem Olajuwon is not there anymore.
Instead, now your centers are 6'8", 6'9", athletic guys who get up and down the floor and can shoot threes in many cases. And if as long as you don't mind that style of play, you're fine.
But it does open up more possibility for those kind of teams and those kind of players to come back in and possibly be something, because some coach is going to look at it and say, hey, we've got this guy who has the skill set, and the league is at a point where we have an opening, we could play this way. I mean, I don't think Denver walked in with Nikola Jokic and thought to themselves, oh, well, we've got this 7-foot guy, we can build an offense around. They just stumbled into that because they saw him in practice and they saw him in games and went, oh, damn, this guy's on another level.
Yeah.
There has to be more guys out there who are like that, who if given the opportunity, now I'm not at that level of Nikola Jokic, but if given the opportunity, can click.
We'll see what they do, but it sure seems like 2026, Las Vegas, Seattle are going to get NBA expansion teams. So that'll be fun.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.